So if you're only thinking of the fruit of salvation, without the root, you'll be a hypocrite. You will act holy. You will act humble. You will act loving. You will act kind. And you know it is an act. You know that you don't really feel that way inside. Because you're not really saved. When you're saved, you will behave kind because you are kind. You will behave humbly because you are humble. You know, I've often thought of these salespeople. You go to a shoe shop, for example. And maybe particularly ladies. And this salesman is trying to sell a shoe. Do you want this one? No, this color is not right. Another one. And after about 25 shoes, the salesperson is fed up. And finally that lady says, no, I don't want any. And the salesperson is so kind. Thank you very much for coming, ma'am. I hope you will come again. We are happy to serve you. Inside, the fellow is fed up. I hope I never see this lady again for the rest of my life. That is hypocrisy. But he appears so kind. But you know, many Christians are like that. When they act humble and nice and good, and inside you detest the sight of that person. Jesus wasn't like that. It came from the root. Humility, if it doesn't come from the root, it's worth nothing. It's the same hypocrisy as you see in salespeople. Nice words, because they want their customers to come back. That's all. Or they lose their job. So here is where salvation comes. Now you understand that phrase, let this attitude be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And now turn to Jesus' words, his own words in Matthew 11. In Matthew chapter 11, he says in verse 29, Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me. Very important words. Have this attitude which is in Christ Jesus. Learn from me. What do I need to learn from Jesus? Not how to preach. There are a lot of Christians, even in CFC churches, who want to learn how to preach. You want to preach like some great preacher? What for? To become famous? To get a name that, oh, people admire my preaching? You'll ruin yourself. When we are young, you know, we tend to imitate others. You know, a little boy will try to imitate his dad. And when you're newly born again, you tend to imitate, and we all tend to imitate some preacher. But we should grow out of it. We shouldn't live in that. We must say, Lord, you made me unique. I want to be myself. I've told people many, many times, don't try to imitate my preaching. God wants only one Zach Poonen in the world, in the body of Christ. He wants one you. Don't try to be another person. Because if you try to be another person, you will never be what God wants you to be. You will hinder God's work in your life. So, if you want to learn humility, learn it from Jesus. What are we to learn? Not how to preach. I must learn humility and gentleness. Humility and gentleness are the two things that are never found in the human race. We are born with pride and hardness. That hardness comes because of pride. We are not naturally gentle in the way we speak. We are naturally hard. We have to learn to speak gently. Even husbands and wives who say they love one another, they sometimes speak so hard to each other. Yeah, you can be absolutely sure that Jesus was right when he said there are two lessons we need to learn if we want to be saved. Learn how to be humble and learn how to be gentle. The two go together. Humility and gentleness. Learn from me. There's nobody else you can learn it from. You have to go to Jesus and say, Lord, you're the only teacher. You're not appointed other teachers to teach me humility and gentleness. Don't come to me, brothers. I can't teach you. I go to Jesus and say, Lord, show me in your life. Speak to me and show me what humility is and what gentleness is. Now, don't misunderstand humility with the earthly definition of humility, you know, where you hang your head and act humble and all that hypocrisy. Or the earthly definition of gentleness, where you speak in a certain way. That's all honor seeking. Get rid of that. If Jesus was trying to appear gentle, he'd never have taken a whip and chased out all the people making money in the name of religion. He was just as gentle when he chased out those money-loving crooks in the temple as he was when he forgave the woman caught in adultery. He was equally gentle. So you need to understand gentleness. Don't learn gentleness from the dictionary. Learn it from Jesus. Otherwise you'll say, hey, that guy's not gentle. Maybe he is. Not according to your definition, but according to Jesus' definition, he is a gentle person, even though he may be whipping the money changers. Or calling the Pharisees a generation of vipers. Was he gentle then? Of course. So, heaven's definition of gentleness is not found in your dictionary. Learn from me, not from your dictionary. Humility is not learned from the dictionary. Jesus could say, learn from me, for I am humble. You'd say, if a humble person will never even say that. According to human definitions, a humble person will not say, hey, see how humble I am and learn from me. You say, who's that? What does he think he is? You'd immediately call him proud. Don't learn humility and gentleness from the dictionary or from psychology. Jesus says, learn from me. So you've got to look at the life of Jesus and see what humility is. When he was called Beelzebub, prince of devils, he forgave them. Father, forgive them. When he was crucified, Father, forgive them. He had given up his rights, humility, gentleness. When the Pharisees said, stone that woman to death, he said, woman, I don't condemn you. He was always taking the side of the weak and the despised. He, in a society like the Jewish society where they despised women, I've heard it, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that some Jews would get up early morning every day and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm not a Gentile. I thank you that I'm not a slave, and I thank you that I'm not a woman. How do you like that? For pride. I thank you I'm not a Gentile. I thank you I'm not a slave. I thank you I'm not a woman. I'm a man. And Jesus came into that type of society and lifted up women to their proper place, which God, not above men, but equal to men. Do you know that some of the main people who supported Jesus financially, do you know who they were? They were not men. Very interesting to see that. Say Luke chapter 8 and verse. See, Jesus could not, Paul could do his own business like stitching tents. All he needed to carry with him was a needle. He could go anywhere and stitch tents and earn his living. But Jesus needed carpentry tools to earn his own living. He couldn't do that. He couldn't carry a carpentry shop everywhere. So Jesus was supported by people who gave him gifts voluntarily during the last 3.5 years. And it requires tremendous humility, I'll tell you, to receive a gift. A proud person will never receive a gift. A king will not receive a gift unless it is plenty of diamonds and gold and things like that. It requires real humility to receive a gift. I'm not talking about these preachers who are always hankering after gifts. Jesus never asked people for money. He never took an offering. He never sent a report about his work. That's why we follow those principles here. But when people gave him a gift, he accepted it because he had to feed 12 disciples and some of their family members, like Peter's family. So it says here, there were some women, Luke chapter 8 verse 1, the last part. They were going around preaching. And the 12 were with him. So 13 people needed to be supported. They were traveling. They needed food. They needed to support their families. And how did that happen? Some women who had been healed of evil spirits. For example, Mary Magdalene, who had 7 demons cast out. And another woman was Joanna, the wife of Cusa. And Susanna. 3 women's names are mentioned here. Mary Magdalene, Joanna and Susanna, and many others, women, they were contributing to the support of these 12 disciples and Jesus from their own private resources. That is how Jesus lived for 3.5 years. He didn't ask them. They voluntarily gave sacrificially, and Jesus humbled himself. Imagine Almighty God having to receive gift from another person to go and buy food. Yeah. He humbled himself to accept it. Learn from me, for I am humble in heart.